And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. We're putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing that was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
This is Hassan, and I'm trying to, every week I'm trying to start a little earlier. Just all depends on me getting in here and getting my show set up, so I apologize for starting late on you guys. I would like to start at 12 if I had complete control of the studio here. I would be on the air at least a minute after, but we're a little unorthodox here at Keel Radio. But anyway, my name is Hassan. This show is called Straight Ahead, going into what, it's like the fourth year. Started over at KBLT in Silver Lake. And this, we're here at Keel Radio here in Los Angeles on a kind of a warm, here. It's warm here in the studio. And well, this is the first week of summer, 2005. Uh-oh, I'm dating my show. But we're archiving you guys. We're archiving it. At radioforall.net. So if you miss any of these shows, you can go back and just type in my show name straight ahead. Type in my name. Okay, at radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. And I want to give a big thanks to those guys up in upstate New York who are at Radio For All. Send them some money. They need it. You know. And tonight we're going to do kind of a special show here. About 2 weeks ago, I went down to the subway station on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and they're doing their summer series on jazz there. They have a great, it's where the Kodak Theater is, where they do the Oscars. And the subway goes Los Angeles' brand new subway. Only, what, 3 or 4 years old? It goes under the Kodak Theater in Hollywood. And I got off the subway a couple weeks ago, and they were doing a concert, a great concert, with the Francisco Aguabe, the great Cuban congado, was there with the LA Jazz Latin All-Stars. They were all there with Jose Rizzo from K-Jazz, and I just couldn't believe I was in the same presence with Francisco Aguabe, great, great drummer, teaches up at UCLA. We're so lucky to have him here in Los Angeles. And I actually got an interview with one of the the trumpet player, a young brother from the Boston area, Bijan Watson, who I think we're gonna hear a lot about here, you know, here on the West Coast. He's doing a lot, talented young man. He looks like he's in his middle 20s, and he's up here on the stage with this group, great, talented group of people. So let's go back into Art Blakey, and then I'm going to fade into this, what I could tape, and excuse the technical side, because I taped it with my little, what do I have here, my little Sony cassette, and I got some, you actually get to hear Aguabe really, really good. I got to go out and invest some money into a DAC machine, you know, but it's not going to be for a while because I got to get my car fixed. But anyway, let's go back into our Blakey.
The world's most unruly radio station.
Okay, and I'm, okay.
Thank the Pigeonhole for sticking around. Last Monday, thank you, Pigeonhole. This is Hassan's Straight Ahead Show.
LA Latin, LA Jazz All Stars. Francisco Aguabe on Congas.
And that is the final track for our new CD, The Last Boat Fighter, again, for sale over on that table over there. We've got a bunch of copies of that. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
We're having such a good time here. We were afraid that the wind was going to blow through here very quick, because sometimes it blows
down, sir.
Here in the world, as far as that, and Cuban drumming, and he lives right here with us in L.A. Woo! That's a living legend, folks. So, enjoy. All right, now we're going to listen to Saoko, the jazz on the Latin side also.
Jazz on the Latin side All-Stars. I can't believe I'm this close to Francisco Aguabe, the famous Cuban congado. I'm going to try and get an interview with him for all the Kill Radio audience. I doubt if I'll be able to do that, but I'm going to try.
Thank you.
Loving Francisco Agua Bay is playing a djembe. That's what it looks like. Hollywood and Highland. Again, I can't believe I was just that close to Francisco Agua Bay.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, and I had the trumpeter right here who was standing behind Francisco. And your name, sir?
Bijan Watson, man.
I've heard of you.
All right. Hey, well, that's good. It costs a lot of money to get people to get my name around town.
I'm a big Clifford Brown fan, Miles Davis fan, but even they never stood behind Francisco Agua Bay.
Yeah, he really holds the group together, man. He's the glue. You know, when he's playing, you can hear the history and all the groups that he's played with before. I mean, it just really ties the group together and really gives it the authentic flavor that, you know, for Latin jazz. So it's an honor to be playing with him.
Okay, this whole interview isn't going to be about him because I want to know a little bit about you. Uh-huh. But I mean, what is Francisco's background that could blend it into, like, North American jazz and be such a influence on people like me and you?
He's played through so many eras of jazz, you know, with Mongo Santa Maria and all those cats.
He played with Mongo?
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, came up during that time, but he was kind of the pioneer of fusing a lot of the American jazz in with some of the Afro-Cuban jazz and a lot of the Orisha and the Bata and all the work that he does on all the true, authentic Cuban instruments, you know, African instruments. That's what he brings to the table, and, you know, he's just a really great musician on top of it.
I see him playing a djembe, too.
He was playing the djembe, he was playing the Bata.
Yeah.
They bring out the Bata in the second set, so, yeah.
And I didn't see those congas, they weren't elevated either. How was he, you know?
Well, he has, like, kind of a system where he has the, what do you call those, bungee cord that holds,
wraps
underneath his leg and holds two of them together, and he holds the other one with his other arm, so.
Dijon, what city are you from?
I'm from Boston originally.
But I pronounced that right, Dijon.
Okay, yeah. Bijan.
Bijan, I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm trying to figure some great trumpeters from Boston. I know there's some, but.
Well, there's some cats out there, you know, mostly classical vein. I mean, most of my training there was classical.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came out here in 87, that's when I started doing a lot more Latin jazz.
Right, right.
A lot more of the big band jazz, playing with Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
I try to never miss the Friday Latin jazz thing on K-Jazz. You know, I've been listening to that frequency for years, but then I stopped for a little while and listened to another station. I'm not going to mention which one. No, and then when I came back to K-Jazz and I heard that Friday thing, that's where I'm at every Friday, man. And, like, you're on there, like, with different groups, different Latin groups.
Well, this is one of the main groups that, you know, that I play with. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of different groups I play with in town. Son Mayor and...
yeah, I heard of those cats.
Yeah, Maquina Loca. So, you know, I've had a chance to play a lot of the bands in town that they play on the radio, so...
Dizzy.
Oh, yeah, Dizzy.
Dizzy was... I'm thinking of trumpeters as Latin influence.
Yep.
Well, is he one of your influences?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. I mean, how can he not be in this style of music?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the tunes we're going to play in the second set is straight off his album's Bebop, so arrangement.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be cool, man.
Okay, I know this is a break. Let me ask you just one or two more questions. Has Francisco, has Aqua Bay ever said, did he ever get a chance to meet Dizzy? Did those guys ever play together?
You know, we never really talked about that. I'm sure he has. He has to have. I mean, because he's pretty much played with everyone in the field. I mean, if you say Latin jazz or anything involved with Afro-Cuban music, I mean, he's played with everybody. So I'm sure he has at some point. I don't know if he's recorded with him. You know, that might be a question you have to ask him. I don't know. But.
Okay, my listeners are kind of scholarly, but they're not going to like for me to ask you this one question. But when you're alone with him or on stage, you kind of get goose pimples with Francisco in front of you.
Well, I mean, I've been fortunate to work with him so much, the goose pimples have gone away, but it's always a pleasure. He brings a nice spirit to the stage, you know, when he's
there. I can feel it in the audience.
Yeah, yeah. It's a spiritual man, you know, and you can feel that spirit through his music, so.
Okay, I do the jazz show on Kill Radio IMC every Monday night. I'm going to play this interview. Where can we catch you at here in L.A., Bijan?
Let's see. Next Tuesday, I'll be right here playing with the Gerald Wilson Orchestra.
Wow. Okay. I heard about that.
And then I'll be playing with my group, the Groove Revolution. We're coming out with a new album June 24th at the Boardwalk Cafe in Santa Ana. So
going inland a little bit.
Yeah, a little down in Orange County. So
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, man, and go get some water or something.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hassan for Kill Radio.
It doesn't need to be perceived.
Bijan's going to tell us his website so we can get back in touch with him. The trumpet man, Bijan. Your last name again?
Watson, but it'll be Bijan.net. Bijon.net is the website that'll be going up June 15th. So.
Okay, thanks, Bijan.
That we worked under going in.
Shoot him up. Go right up here.
Internet radio.
Sure.
Man, I listen to you every Friday.
Thank you, man.
I got a jazz show called Straight Ahead. It's on the internet.
Excellent.
And when I first tuned into you guys, I mean, I've learned a lot about Latin jazz, and that's where I'm at every Friday.
Thank you.
Listening to you guys, man. And I can't believe I'm this close to the great Aqua Bay. Thanks for letting that happen.
Believe me, it's something that kind of evolved all by on its own, because all these great musicians have a high respect for the music, and we all figured if we all come together, we could create something special. You know?
Well, the thing is, in a city like L.A., you're not going to be able to see Aqua Bay for free. Really, thanks a lot.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to get across to the audience, is that they're seeing something special.
I know,
This is one of the great living legends of the Afro-Cuban drum, and he's still with us, and he's still playing great.
And he looks good.
And he looks great.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm with the IMC Independent Media Center. I'll give you a flyer later on. I know you're busy right now.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Rizzo.
And here's my card, too.
Okay, your email's on here?
Yeah.
Everything's there. Thanks again, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good
pleasantly surprised that the music sounds so good here in the courtyard. And usually in places like this, the acoustics are terrible. So whoever put this together had a very good plan and it worked very well. Does it sound very good out there? Thank you. My name is Jose Rizzo from K-Jazz. I do the show on Friday night, Jazz on the Latin Side. Thank you. Thank you. And this band was born out of the jazz station, KKJZ. And that's what happens when you pledge and you support your local jazz station, things like this get created. So for those of you that are supporting K-Jazz, thank you so much. Here are the results. It's a tune that came out on our very first CD. It's called Mujer Chicana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. million houses. We've provided 9 million more people with water. Our education system has the highest...
This is Cure Radio. Cure Radio. And listen, for the past 45 minutes, you've been listening to a show that I recorded here at the here in Los Angeles live. That was live on my little Sony Walkman. I want to apologize for the technical ill functioning. I got to invest in a mini disc. But anyway, that was the LA Jazz Latin All-Stars. They were doing a free concert with the great Francisco Aguabe on Congas. Francisco Aguabe from Cuba, who's actually, he teaches out here at UCLA. And again, you can archive this. I'll have it up on the archives in about a week or two. It's radio4all.net. Again, that's radio4all.net. And what we're listening to right now in the background is Tambul. Los Angeles' own Tambul, and he literally is selling these CDs out of the back of his car. He's here in from the hood, a brother from the hood, over in South Central. Great, multi-talented musician, great kunga player, reed player, and this is his CD called, I literally bought this from him for $10 because I heard him at a concert a couple years ago, and you know, said I wanted it. Oh yeah, the CD is called Tambul International Ensemble and Encantatul. And if you want to find out how to get this CD, just email me at HassanJ53@yahoo.com. Okay, just email me at HassanJ53@yahoo.com. That's two S's in Hassan. So let's go into Tambul, Los Angeles' own Tambul. We'll be right back.
negra escuche cantores rumba mía. Oye mi negra escuche cantores rumba mía.
Esta es la rumba.
Ahora
ting, 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 ting,
Kill Radio Land. Can you hear me? Kill Radio Land. Okay, I don't mean to pop your ears, but hey, listen, the instant messenger's up, so instant message me and let's I'll tell you who you're listening to. Well, this is Tom Bull, LA's own Tom Bull from South Central Los Angeles, Lemur Park, great conga player, and this is Kill Radio. This is the show's called Straight Ahead. So the instant messenger's up, so instant message me, you know, I want to see if it's working. I'm Hassan. Okay? And if you can't instant message me, email me at HassanJ53@yahoo.com. Okay? Again, that's HassanJ53@yahoo.com. So, again, you know, come on, you guys. Instant message me. It's up. And let's go back into some more Tom Bull.
Bati bachawo, eri bobere. Bati bawo, enu aye. Chawa loro, chawa loro. Baba lesika, oluwami baba. Baba lesika, enu aye. Omi baba.
Thank you.